It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, President Obama is in China for an economic summit in Beijing, among other events. The White House and the Chinese government have traded some choice words over the last year on the issue of hacking. While leaders from both countries talk about the economy, the United States Postal Service announced this week that it was hacked earlier this fall with the data of some 800,000 employees exposed, and it looks like the breach originated in China. Tao Klein is a VP of strategy at the company Adalom. He says nobody freak out.
The likelihood of you being damaged as a result of China spying on you is much, much lower than the likelihood of you being damaged by downloading some malware from a Russian consortium that seeks to steal your bank account.
In a way, what we're witnessing here is the second half of cybersecurity saber rattling between China and the U.S.
Yeah, and in fact, this is the modern Cold War. We show that we can get it to China. China shows that they can get it to us. And a sort of magical balance is maintained in the middle somehow.
So far, at least. Tao Klein is VP of Strategy at Adalom. Tao, thank you very much, man.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Meanwhile, the Chinese people are in the midst of one of the biggest shopping holidays in the world. It's called Singles Day. And yes, it's kind of what it sounds like. A holiday for people who are not in relationships. Apparently, shopping is also becoming a form of therapy across the Pacific. And what a therapy session it is. David Dollar is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. David, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
What is Singles Day? Who celebrates it?
You remember that old song, One is the Loneliest Number?
One.
Well, November 11th is 1111, and it's arisen in China starting about 20 years ago. It arose as a spontaneous holiday for single people to both celebrate and lament the fact that they were single.
Somewhere along the line, this became sort of a shopping day for everyone. How did that happen, and how much of the technology plays a leading role here?
Well, that's interesting because it really was engineered by Alibaba. It's about 5 or 6 years ago. It occurred to them that this young group now of both, you know, single men and women, you know, these are important trendsetters. You know, these are people who want to have the latest phones and clothing. And so they came up with the idea of making Singles Day a big online retail day. And so then once you establish a particular day as the day where there are a lot of bargains and sales, then, of course, everybody wants to go and shop online.
How important is this day for Alibaba after its IPO?
I think it's very important. You know, the estimates are that they'll do at least $8 billion in business within 24 hours. The two biggest online days in the U.S. are Black Friday after Thanksgiving and then the so-called Cyber Monday. Alibaba will do twice as much as those 2 days combined.
What does this kind of spending say about China's current economy?
So when you travel around China, it's always contradictory. You know, the data say that consumption is very low, but then when you go to malls, you see these young people out going to the movies and buying things. You know, so I think there's beginning to be something of a consumer culture in China, but we know from the data it's still small compared to the consumer culture in the United States.
David Dollar is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution's John L. Thornton China Center. David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's go through the record bin and look at some of the top-selling artists of all time. The Beatles, sure. Elvis, obviously. Here's another one. Country music star Garth Brooks. His 10-gallon hat isn't small, but I bet you didn't see that one coming, unless, of course, you're a big country music fan. Brooks is finally getting into the digital music game, and he's taking a page out of the Taylor Swift book. Instead of streaming his new album on Spotify, you gotta pay for it, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The album is called Man Against Machine. Here's a little snippet of the title track. It may as well be called Man Against Streaming Machine. Garth Brooks is releasing the album on a new website he helped create called Ghost Tunes. The site only allows you to buy music from Brooks and many others.
It's a sale, not a stream.
Stephanie Keller is the lead marketing professor at Berklee College of Music. She says Brooks faces a huge challenge.
how does he get people to go to his site and purchase music there?
When they're used to streaming it for free. Randy Bernard is CEO of Ghost Tunes. He says they're not trying to be Spotify.
Well, there's no question that we're the smallest ant on this molehill.
Bernard says they're aiming for a niche market, appealing to Garth Brooks fans and offering extras.
When you go on the site, you'll be able to purchase merchandise or tickets from Ticketmaster. We offer a one-stop shop.
And unlike Spotify, they also offer Taylor Swift's music. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Speaking of albums, kind of, before we go, I wanted to share this with you. People are talking about it online this week, and no, it's not a Garth Brooks record. Sounds a bit more like R2-D2 swimming through a babbling brook. Pretty awesome, right? It's a recording of the satellite Ariel 1. It launched from Cape Canaveral in 1962, and it was meant to help us understand the ionosphere. That's part of the Earth's upper atmosphere that's charged with radiation from the sun. Satellites now long gone, but that time pulse and the blips live on through an online archive of satellite transmission sounds recorded by astronomer Greg Roberts. We posted a link at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.